Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jugglers, listening right now, juggling around the region.
Bringing Douglas River, going spinning for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies leaking off your dick. We twisted in statistic, motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing Douglas River, going spinning for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies leaking off your dick. We twisted in statistic, motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, correct shit, my shit's raw, no protection. This KR, bitch, we be worldwide. We be going nowhere, so just run the ride. The world's just laying there, boys, for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. They don't see this, girls, I'm throwing pisses. Horror, horror is losing, and I'm trying to spread the message. Super and it's fine, it's warm, it's off the fucking rain. I get mad through rainstorms, plastic covers, chopping long term. I'm fine with you and nothing, watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness of witches, with the wicked shit, we getting wicked wishes. No conditions, how the fuck we be living, yeah, that's how some deep man. With the darkness flow, strictly spitting wicked shit for my jug alone. Representing for myself, coming up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc and Ghetto G, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all folks be faking. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Shang Tsung style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Circle the ride of radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you hating, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We draw no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringing Douglas River, going spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches pigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies thinking of your dick. We twisting in statistic, motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing Douglas River, going spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches pigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies thinking of your dick. We twisting in statistic, motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, get on our level.
Whoop, yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio with your host, Havoc. Your co-host, Killer G, will be joining us much, much later on.
So in the meantime, we do like we normally do. Fuck out of here. We do track after track. Y'all, here we go. A little white. Jelly Roll. We're back.
Yeah.
See, people don't like when shit like this happens. Let me tell you what's about.
What's going on, White? What's going on?
Me and my brother.
Who?
Jelly Roll.
Okay.
You know, we went through a little
moment. What happened?
I know. But time heals wounds.
Time heals wounds.
And when wounds heal, you get stronger.
We get stronger.
When you get stronger,
you heal. Someone said that I was down. Someone said that I was broke. Someone said I was a shit. Someone said that I fell off. Well, tell them all we back, bitch.
Look at me for it. Hey, get them boys a detour. This KLE more sales inside they hood than a seesaw. Hey, this my Aquafina flow. I'm talking about that water. While speaking of that water, I'm out here with the piranhas. Man, I put that on my mama. I should have said my mammy. At 15 years old, was selling whammies at my granny. I came up out of nothing. I mean nothing at all. Forgive me if I hit the club and I just go fucking ball. Yeah, me and Little White, rap game is a rap. Sometimes family will fight, but they always come back. So just forgive me every time that I spoke out of emotions. But you know like I know, this rap game's a rollercoaster.
Someone said we was a joke. Someone said that we was crack. Someone said that we was soft.
Tell them all we back, bitch. Yeah, tell them all we back, bitch.
This right here is a power move. Me and Jelly back on the track together, and y'all know how we do. Tearing up every beat sitting in. We are the Caucasian wrecking crew. What it do? I'm high and drunk, going all the way in the night. Now that I was gone, well, I'm back for the throne, and I'm gonna get it even if we gotta fight. It's Lil White. I've always been on like porch lights, so rich folks home. Totem pole is a motherfucking problem, and I've been known to jump whole hoes bones. Me and my brother made amends, got back in the lab on a shit again. Picked up them pins in order to get down heat, get up some dividends. This money train don't ever stop going down the track, screaming and smoking. I'm in the back with a sip of OG white kush, and I'm rolling and choking. I've been around this hole before, and I'm back to fuck the bitch one more time. It's Jelly Roll with Lil White, no filter, and it's the devil.
Someone said that I was down. Someone said that I was broke. Someone said I was a shit. Someone said that I fell off. Well, tell them all we back, bitch. Yeah, tell them all we back, bitch.
Someone said we couldn't rap. Someone said we was a joke. Someone said that we was crack. Someone said that we was smoke.
Tell them all we back, bitch. Yeah, tell them all we back, bitch.
And we are back. Now, let's see here. Up next, motherfuckers. Hope you for the masses. Have that in.
Thank you so much for your confidence in me.
Okay, y'all. Up next. What to give you? Let me see what I got on the jump steady here. I think I'm going to give you some jump steady. Yep, here we go. With The Road.
The Road. The greatest adventure that I've ever been on involved a road. But not just any road, the road. Some of y'all have read about it in ICP's autobiography, Behind the Paint. Now this road, when we were growing up, it was the stuff of legend. Kids talked about it from as far back as I can remember. And there was rumors that abounded about the road. Some said there was an insane asylum on it. Others said that it was impossible to drive all the way through it and survive. And others, I remember one of the tales was this guy was driving down the road and he basically pretended his car broke down to spook his girlfriend. And then these lunatics dragged him out of the car and killed him. Those were the kind of legends that as a child, they just sparked my interest to no end. And I vowed then and there that at some point I would encounter and defeat the road. As the years passed, I basically kind of forgot about it altogether. Until I was about 17 years old. One day my friend Matt Hapton came up to me and he was all crazy excited and he was like, Rob, you gotta check this out. Last night we went down this crazy ass road. It had an insane asylum on it, it had a cemetery, it was fucking wicked as fuck. He was like, you gotta check it out. So I was like, oh hell no. And all of a sudden all those stories came up from my childhood and I started remembering all the stories about the road and I was like, could this be it? I was like, no way. So I was like, all right, check this out. We got to go down there. It's time for a ninja mission. We're going to walk that bitch.
Walk that bitch. Walk that bitch.
So we set the date, and of course, it couldn't be anything other than October 30th at midnight, Devil's Night. So we gathered the strongest warriors that we knew at the time from our crew. People that we knew would be a super asset to help us survive. So we gathered my brother Joe.
Right here.
Joe Usler.
Yep.
Steve Lindholm.
What up?
My boy Don Lichtel.
Ta-da!
Jen Symington.
Here.
And Nate the motherfucking Mac.
Yeah.
Now, we decided that we would each bring one weapon, you know, with us. So, you know, people brought everything from a moose bone to bow and arrows. You know what I mean? So we were, like, ready. Of course, I had the staff, which is my weapon of choice. We had about a month to prepare for the road. So the whole time we were in school, that's all we could fucking talk about. It was like whoever would listen to us, we were telling them about the road and what we were going to do, how we were going to freak it. And finally, these two kids approached me and they were claiming that they had been to the road. And I was like, you know, at first I was skeptical, but then when they started describing it, there was way too many similarities. Like, there was no doubt in my mind that they had been there. And they told me there was a monastery on the road full of monks. And the monks there, they don't like anybody to go there to fuck around. Anybody that comes around their property, they'll attack them. And they have shotguns that shoot rock salt. So they told us the story about him and his boy, you know, were down there fucking around. And they seen the monk monastery, so they pulled their truck over and got out, and they started walking toward it to investigate. Suddenly, they said they heard this whistling, because the monks, they took a vow of silence, so they can't talk, so they communicate by whistling. And they said they heard whistling, and then shortly after that, they heard the shattering of glass coming from their truck. So they ran back to check it out, and that's when they got blasted by rock salt from a shotgun by these monks, and then they got beat the fuck down. So they were so enraged, they said that, man, they were like super pissed off, and they continued the story. They actually went back, found one of the monks' vehicles and trashed it and flipped it and all this other shit. Anyway, we were like, man, we were like, that only intensified the situation. You know, most logical people would be like, oh, fuck that, I ain't gonna fuck with that. We were like, oh, that's awesome.
Awesome.
You tell me there's fucking these evil monks like patrolling the road and shit? We were like, man, that just made it all the hyper. It was like living up to the legend, you know? So anyway, it finally came to Devil's Night. And we all piled up in the 69 Oldsmobile, this big ass fucking car with a V8 rocket engine, and we rode down there to the mouth of the road. Now, when we got there, we pulled into the woods and we camouflaged the car. We basically took all this foliage and we piled it on top of the car so that, you know, nobody could see it or find the car. And then we stood there at the mouth of the road. Now, all of us were totally camouflaged the fuck out, even the face paint. And we all had weapons, and we were in full ninja mode, and the adrenaline was just surging. It was midnight, and it was completely dark, and we're just looking down at this long-ass fucking tunnel that's before us, just immense in darkness, and the wind is shifting, and you hear, like, loons in the fucking woods and these weird animals and shit. And, you know, being from the city, we're not used to that, so we're looking around like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? And but we were ready. We were fucking more than ready. I think our whole lives we were ready for this moment. So we started walking into the woods. Now, the first thing that happened to us on the road was we heard a CB going off. So when we heard the CB crackling, you know what I mean? Like, maybe there's, like, a lookout or a caretaker, you know, basically watching the road for like people like us that are out there like fucking around. So we ran into the cemetery, and I remember like the first thing I did was like we all kind of slid behind gravestones, and we sat there and we were like completely still and silent, and we looked around and we were like, all right, look, check this out. I was telling everybody, we're just gonna wait here. We're gonna wait here until we see if the cops come or whatever. And we're not going to fucking move, because we were like way deep in the cemetery. And I couldn't help but look over at the tomb that was the catacombs that was sitting in the middle of the cemetery. It was this big foreboding building. And I remember the story my mom told me about how she used to go there as a kid and knock on that door. And, you know, it was rumored they wouldn't survive if they did that. Anyway, probably about 10 minutes passed, but it seemed like 3 hours as we sat there waiting, and nothing happened. No car came, no nothing. So finally we were like, all right, come on, let's go. Now, walking the road is much, much different than driving it. You just feel unsafe. You feel exposed to all the elements, and like anything can happen at any time. And the woods are so dense and so dark that it's as if, like, if somebody was hiding in the woods, they could just reach your arm out and grab you. You're like, you would never see them coming. So the whole time you're like looking constantly back and forth, you know, over your shoulder, like expecting anything to jump out at you at any time. So you're like, needless to say, we were gripping our weapons super tight, like white knuckle tight, as we proceeded forth, because we are super cautious. Now, the next thing that we came upon was the insane asylum. It was actually lit up. There was lights shining at various points throughout the woods. Like, they were probably about, let's say, 50 feet apart. And so there was this fence that ran along the road on the left side that housed the insane asylum grounds. And then on the other side of that fence were all these lights just in the middle of fucking woods, you know? So we came upon this conclusion, I don't know if it was justified or not, that it was probably an insane lunatic had escaped. You know what I mean? And that's why they had it lit up, because they were looking for his ass. So that, compiled with all the rumors from the past, got us really amped up, so we quickened our pace to get past the insane asylum, expecting any moment for an insane lunatic to jump out at us. We crossed past the insane asylum. Luckily, nothing happened. So then, the next thing we saw was what can only be described as an old, ancient World War II bunker. It was shaped like curved, like a big curved building. And it must have been a part of a farmland, because there was a barbed wire fence that ran in front of it and bales of hay stacked up on the side of it, like a big hay pile. But it was so dark we couldn't see any houses or a farmhouse or anything. It was just this old, ancient building, a structure. So I said, look, I'm going to check it out. You know, I told everybody I'm going to check it out. They're like, all right. So I hopped over the fence and I started walking toward it. And that's when something huge moved in the darkness. And I looked up. I was like, my mind started flipping because I couldn't understand what I was seeing. But it was this giant form suddenly moved to face me. And I'd seen its eyes glistening in the darkness. And it was huge. So I looked at it, and then my mind started registering what it was, and I screamed out, "Bull!" as loud as I could, because all I saw was these fucking horns. So I thought the thing was about to charge me. It was this giant fucking beast in the middle of the woods in the darkness, you know, just in this, like, by this building, and I thought it was about to rush me, so I started running, and I flipped over the fence like, I don't even know how I did it. It was like a ninja flip. Like, my adrenaline was going so fast, I was just like, pa, and I was over that fence. Anyway, we started looking to try to see what the fuck it was, and it ended up it was a fucking cow. Now, I didn't know this, but, you know, being from the city and stuff, but, like, some cows have, like, these small horns on their head, you know? So once I determined it was safe, I kind of went over the fence again. And then the cow was, like, moving slowly away from me. That's when I started hearing all the moo sounds coming from all the cows that were packed in the infantry-style building that they were in. So I got real close to it and looked in, and it looked like there was, like, 100 of these cows just all packed in there. I mean, maybe that's exaggeration, but there was a lot of fucking cows just packed in there. So I went back to my crew, and I said, look, test the bravery. We're going to survive the road. If we're going to be able to continue this mission, we have to fucking test ourselves right now. We each have to walk through that barn. So they were like, all right, bet. So we all hopped the fence. We went up to the fucking, the structure, and we started to slowly walk through in the dark, packed with cows. Now, it's no easy task because, like, as we were moving through, we started disturbing the cows, and they all started, like, moving around to try to get out the building. So as we're, like, walking, you're kind of getting battered by these giant bodies that are moving in the complete darkness, and we didn't have no light. That's another thing I wanted to mention. The whole time of the road, it was a strictly no-light policy. We didn't have flashlights. We didn't have nothing. We were in straight-up ninja mode. Like, we didn't want to give ourselves away. So we're, like, walking through this barn, and these cows are shifting, and we're, like, sinking in shit and mud, and it was crazy. So finally, the cows all strung out into the field, and we were, like, they were mooing, like, real fucking loud, causing a big commotion, and, you know, and basically spanning out, like, try to imagine, like, 100 cows all fanning out into the field, and they're all mooing. And you know, just like getting as live as cows can get. Suddenly we seen this light come on from a far distance. When the light came out, we could see the porch. And out of the porch, we see this door open. And this man steps out onto the porch with a shotgun. We were like, oh, fuck. Let's get the fuck out of here. And we all start running. And we were like, come on, we got to get over the fence. Now, in the darkness, running, I didn't see the barbed wire. Like, I couldn't gauge where exactly it was at, and I ran smack into that bitch, and I caught one of the barbs, like, right between my eyes, like, just at the apex of my nose, and it just, bam, like, I saw, like, this sharp, like, white light for a second, and next thing I know, there was blood dripping down my nose in my face, and I saw, like, one of my other boys, he started up the pile of hay, and all of a sudden, he just sunk right in the middle of the hay. Boom, he just disappeared, you know, just like a soft spot in the top of the hay, and he was just disappeared. So at this time, everybody's kind of like panicking, and eventually we made it all over the barbed wire fence, and we ran down the road for quite a bit. We finally got off to the side of the road, and we started catching our breath, and at that point, people wanted to go back. They were like, man, fuck this, you know, this is too much, you know. So I remember it was at that moment where my brother stepped up and he basically gave this really elaborate speech, you know, like a super motivational speech, you know, no, you know, this is our time. Why are we going to go back now? We have to fucking school this and survive this. And you know, you knew there was going to be dangers. You know, what did you think? This is going to be easy? This is what a test of a ninja is all about. Surviving this road, like right now, right here. You know what I mean? You're just going to go back and fail? And he was just like, fuck that. And he was just getting all worked up. So when he gave that speech, everybody kind of like, it kind of inspired everybody again, you know, like my brother was always real good at that, like hyping people up, like, you know what I mean? So, you know, of course I stood by him, you know what I mean? They're like, man, you're all fucked up. You're bleeding from your nose and shit. And I was like, man, this ain't shit. You know, there was no way, no question. There's no way I was going back. So we continued further down the road. We traveled about a mile or so more down the road. And we were coming across this bend in the road, and that's when we heard it. It started really far away off in the distance, almost like outside of your hearing range. And it sounded almost ghostly, and it was a whistle. And when we heard that, we all stopped. And in the back of our minds, we're like, did we just hear that? And then all of a sudden, closer, like that whistle was like off to the left. And all of a sudden, off to the right and closer, we heard a repeat whistle. And when we heard that, I swear to you, the blood in my body just froze. And it was at that moment when I realized all the rumors about the road were true. To me, everything that was spoken was true. And we were being hunted. That's what I realized next. That those whistles, and they kept repeating on each side of us from all angles, were the monks in the road. And they knew we were there, and they were actively hunting us. So I remember I looked at Don, and I was like, you know, my mind, like being a role player, like sometimes I can shut off fear and like think. I can kind of step outside of myself. And I looked at Don, and I said, Don, man, repeat that whistle, you know, so they think we're one of them. You know what I mean? And so Don went up there and he did some kind of bullshit whistle. It sounded nothing like what they were doing. And so when he did that whistle, all the whistling stopped. And there was complete silence save for our heavy breathing and the crickets. I told everybody, man, get your fucking weapons ready. You know, this is it. You know what I mean? We were ready. We felt like they were going to come busting out of the woods at any second. So we started to pick up our pace, you know what I mean, moving down the road, and that turned into like a jog. We started running. You know, I just gripped my staff extra tight, and we're running down this road, you know what I'm saying, and looking around, and just like there's nothing, though, no whistling, no nothing, just silence. So we ran, I'm not even sure how long it was, maybe like 5 or 10 minutes, when we finally started slowing down. And when we looked behind us, all we saw was a wall of darkness. And we didn't hear any whistling. So we stopped and we were like, be quiet, be quiet, be quiet. And we just really listened as close as we can. Now it was at this time, as we stood there on the side of the road listening, that I looked over and through the trees I saw a light emanating. So I looked at my boys and I was like, that's it. That's the fucking monk monastery. It's in the same area, like straight up. We're right on top of the monk monastery. We left the road and we started cutting through the woods. And we came upon a barbed wire fence. So we hopped that, went about 10 more feet, another barbed wire fence. So we all hopped that and we kept going real quiet as we possibly could be. And when we got close to the woods edge, we all dropped down and started low crawling all the way up to the edge of the woods. And we looked down. Now, the monk monastery, the stone building with the jagged edges, the jagged rooftops, was all lit up. And there was a clearing Like, they had cut all the trees around it for about 100 feet in all directions. And it was in the middle of this field that kind of bowled down. So the monastery was at the base of this bowl type effect, like the land sloped down toward the middle. It's kind of as if a big meteor hit there and left a big crater. But that's kind of how it was, but it was like grass. And it sloped down, and there in the middle was this stone monastery, huge. And the tops of it were jagged points, and it had vines growing up the sides of it. And there was a gigantic window. It looked like a giant church window in front of it. And there was a little shed along the side of it. And so we looked down at this monk monastery, and as we watched, we can see through the giant picturesque window, there was some sort of ceremony going on. There was a monk in a brown robe, and there was a man in front of the window. And the man was standing there with his head bowed as the monk looked like he was blessing him. And the man was just dressed in normal clothes, like jeans and a t-shirt. You know, but he was like kind of bowing there, and the monk wearing the full-on cowl with the hood was like blessing him. So we were like in awe as we watched this, and clearly they couldn't tell we were out there. I mean, we were like far away from where that was happening. The only reason we could see it is because inside the window were like hundreds of candles that were all lit. So we stood there and watched it for a while, and then finally the monk and the man left, and I told everybody, I said, test the bravery. And they're like, looking at me like, oh shit, not again. And I was like, look, everybody's got to go down and we got to at least touch the monastery. Like, if we don't do this, we're fucking straight up bitches. I was like, you got to do it. So they were like, all right, bet. So I started down the hill and I low crawled all the way down that bitch. Now, this is even before I joined the army. But I'm going to tell you what, man, I was like the best low crawl you ever seen. You know, stay low to the ground, and it was sloped down, so it was pretty easy actually to slide down the hill. And I got all the way down to where the shed was, and I stopped and I looked and I was listening to see if anybody was in there. And I didn't hear anything. So I kept low crawling all the way up to the building, and I touched it. And then I started hightailing it back. Now, as I was going up, I saw everybody else coming down. Like, when they seen, like, I had made it safely, everything was good, they all started running down. Like, not even trying to fucking front or low crawl or anything. And they just went all the way down to the base of the monastery. And I came back up to where, close to where the barbed wire fence was, in the same position. And I got down and I was watching them. Now, these motherfuckers, man, they were running all the way around that bitch, looking in the windows and, you know, just like no fucking care at all. You know what I mean? I was like, oh shit, you know, what the fuck are they doing? So then, after about a couple minutes of that, like just kind of like everybody going crazy, losing their mind, everybody started running back up. So when they got back to my location, they all kind of plopped down, they were out of breath and everything. I was like, whoa, what's going on, man? What are you guys doing? And everybody had a story. They're like, oh man, it's fucking crazy. I fucking looked in. I think it was Don. He was like, I looked in, I seen this fucking monk. He was walking down the fucking hallway butt-ass naked. I was like, get the fuck out of here. He's like, yeah, man, he had no clothes, just walking down the hallway. And then another guy was telling me, he looked in his window, and there was a bedroom, and there was a monk praying on the edge of the bed naked. So he's like, get the fuck out of here, man. What are you talking about? And it's like, yeah, and everybody had all these stories, like monks walking with the brown robes on, the whole nine. So we were like, all right, man, let's get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? So we started crossing. We crossed the one barbed wire fence. We crossed the second barbed wire fence. We got back to the road. We started walking, like, quickly. We were feeling a little bit better because we went all the way around that monastery. Like, it wasn't shit, and we didn't get attacked. Nothing happened. We hadn't heard the whistling, you know, in a long time now. So we're like, all right, we're fucking good. So we started crossing down the road, and all of a sudden, we started hearing these fucking shots. And as we hear the shots, you just hear, like, these pellets. Is the only way I can explain it. Like, these pellets ripping through the dense wood, like popping off of tree trunks and splintering small branches and cutting through the leaves and shit. Like, it's just, it was weird. Like, it had this fucking crazy weird sound, and it sounded like it was coming from all around us. We just heard this popping and these shotguns going off. So as we heard that, I looked back and I said, whoa! yelling as loud as I could, fucking run. And we started hauling ass because we couldn't even tell where it was coming from. And we just all started running as fast as we could, just like straight down the road, like the same direction we were headed, you know, just running. Now, as I ran, there was a small path that crossed across the road. It was like a, I guess, a four-way intersection. And as I ran past that, I looked off to my left as I was running. Now, this path, this small path went down a ways, like maybe about 50 feet, and it opened into this clearing. And in the clearing, I saw about four or five pickup trucks in a circle on the edge of the clearing. And there, standing in the middle of the clearing, were these monks. A group of monks, all dark in the, you know, really dark in the darkness, like almost like silhouettes. And they're pointing guns at us as we're passing by and shooting. So the reality of that, that image of them standing there in the clearing, that will forever remain in my mind. Like, I will never forget that. It was one of the scariest moments of my life, and you know, it just felt like we weren't gonna make it. You know what I mean? I really felt like at that moment that we were done. And so we kept running, and my boy Steve Lindholm got hit in the leg, and he started screaming. I guess his momentum, the adrenaline was flowing so hard that he just kept fucking running, and we were trying to help him. We were like, come on, come on. He was all in pain, and we just kept running. So we ran and we ran until we were almost out of breath, like completely exhausted, and that's when somebody yelled, car! And we looked back, and sure enough, coming down the road from the same direction we were running from, we saw a set of headlights that were coming at us. So we all ditched to the right side of the road, and we got deep into the woods, and we dropped down. And we were trying to be as still as we possibly could, even though we were all breathing heavy. And then I was looking, and sure enough, here come the pickup trucks. The same ones that were in the field, slowly creeping down the road as if they were looking for us. And as they passed one by one, you can see in the back window there were gun racks where their shotguns were nestled and their rifles were like nestled onto these racks in the back window of the cab of the pickup trucks. Now the amazing thing was right at this moment, I look over and there's Don Lichtel standing up, notching an arrow into his bow as he's watching these pickup trucks slowly pass by. Now, one thing I want to tell you about Don Lichtel, like, I've seen this dude stand up. He's an Hawaiian dude. He stands about 5'6" tall, and I've seen him stand up against muscular 6'4" ninjas in high school, like talking mad shit, like ready to fight him. So he was standing there with his bow and arrow, and he's slowly pulling the bow back. And there at the tail end of the convoy of pickup trucks is one pickup truck that is just tailing behind, and it's a big gap between the rest of the convoy and them. It's moving slower than the rest of the trucks. So we're all standing there watching Don in awe when suddenly he comes right up to the side of the road and unleashes the arrow almost at point blank range. Next thing we saw was the window just shatter as the arrow goes through and embeds itself into the passenger seat, narrowly missing the monk that was sitting there. The driver throws up his hands in panic, and the next thing we saw was the pickup truck swerve off to the side of the road and bam, hit a tree and come to a stop. Now when that happened, there was a few moments where we're all kind of looking at each other. We're looking at the pickup truck. And all of a sudden, this rage just overtook us. And we all got up almost at once, and we started rushing the truck. Now, by the time we gained our wits and started rushing the truck, they had already opened the driver and the passenger door, and they started running through the woods. So we gave chase. Now, I didn't make it very far. We kind of split up because the two monks ran in two different directions. And one group was following the one guy, I was following the other guy. Next thing I know, I enter the woods, and I probably only made it like 5 or 10 feet when all of a sudden this branch just caught my eye, just like poked me right in the eye. So I was all in this pain. I kept running for a little while longer, and bam, I hit a bush or some shit, some underbrush, and it just totally knocked me off my feet. So as I lay there in pain, I'm like hearing this echoing of these voices deep in the woods. I hear my brother and my friends cursing out these monks, and I hear him shouting like, oh, he's over here, come on, and just shouts echoing through the woods, just mad chaos. So anyway, I found out later that they gave chase for a while, but nobody ever caught him. And it was kind of lucky that that branch caught my eye, because if I would have been running after them, I probably would have caught him, because I was basically the best runner we had. And in a way, I'm really happy that I didn't catch him. You know, because if we would have caught him, it would have been real bad. So after the monks got away, we regrouped back onto the road, and we continued down the road for a few more miles. As we came to the end of the road, we started to see sparse houses start to appear, and we started to feel a sense of joy and safety as we emerged once again back into civilization. We had made it. We had survived and conquered the road. We traveled for a ways until we finally found a payphone where we called our boy to come pick us up, who took us back to our car. When we got there, we removed the camouflage to find a note was tucked underneath the windshield wiper. When we read it, it simply said, if we would have found you, we would have killed you. We assumed, of course, that it was from the monks. It was their last message left to us, warning us to never come back. But we had survived, so it didn't matter at that point, because we went home with a notch in our belt that we had completed our ninja mission, the greatest ninja mission. And that was a moment that will forever remain in my mind as the greatest adventure that I believe I've ever been on, and probably will ever be on in my life.
Up next, King Spade, Spaded, Jaded, and Faded.
So who be spaded, jaded, and faded?
King Spade!
Cause we be spaded, jaded, and faded.
All day!
So who be spaded, jaded, and faded?
King Spade!
Cause we be faded.
Dump.
hear the music. I ain't saying no names, but you don't know who you fucking with. D double death, motherfucker, get the wind split. I'm on some DBF shit. Throw your motherfucking hands up, bitch. You feeling it? Quick the trip on the pump, bitch. You ran the slip, slip. Said they call him Henny Black 56.
And now we got everything that you wish we had. Feet over the block, and yes, we got the sickest pack. Boons far in the back, our floor don't trip. King Spade moving in his team, local J. Briggs. Running any scene, cause we brought the first time. Took my arms all green, and I make the lady smile. And I be smiling back, flirting with the hottest bitch. Pull her over to my table, start things off.
Tech 9. Sup, Mig?
I done a whole lot of living and I hold my position in a dote of condition, hey. Got a load of your women and you know what they wishing. They can blow what I'm gripping, hey. But I say, when you hate us broken dust, they can't afford no piece of snuff, man. Mad I'm living lovely, hey. To them suckers who wanna touch me when I done rose out the motherfucking dirt, all I got to say to a nigga, suck me.
Douchebag. The douchiest of the douches get deuces when I'm blowing caribou loot cash. Always in the air like a red, white, and blue flag is everywhere. My music blare like a Jimmy Choo bag. I've been working, got these grown men hurting. Wanna begin jerking tens cause my wind's certain. Fuck that cause lately I've been yen searching. Tryna get my one and only upgraded from Louis Vuitton, Ben Birkin. With me cause all this work I done did, all this pain for me to become big. That is strange and nothing but some kids. Quit it, toured the world with big Chris. Did it, couple of bitches up in the biz. Hit it, see this host, you wanna meet this mo, cause I treat this flow like my jizz. Spit it, got these nickels looking like a sad puppet. Cause I ride the wave of success like a huffet. Because of that I attract the big butt and bust it. What I'm gonna do, what I'm gonna say to a hater?
Suck me.
Who say do they to me? S-U-C-K in me.
Let's see here. Up next. I say we go with the ABCs. There we go.
Yo, if you don't know, this is the ABCs for all you unintelligent motherfuckers.
Alcohol, bitches, cops, drugs, ecstasy, fiends, gangsters, hoes, ice, jewels, kicks, latex, microphones, necklaces, outfits, paychecks, alcohol, bitches, cops, dro, ecstasy, fiends, gangsters, hoes, ice, jewels, kicks, latex, microphones, necklaces, outfits, paychecks, hey, yeah. Alphabetical animal, attacking alien aircraft, atomic aftermath, acid and artificial anthrax, ooh, yeah. Biological beast, born brutally bitter, bashing bastards, backwards, backbones, bubbling blitzes, yeah. Catastrophical creature, catapulting calligraphy, crushing ciphers considerably, crowd chuckle consistently, yeah. Dangerously demonic, destination, detonation, dirty dap, dungeon diplomat, demonstrating dedication, yeah. Excellent energy, ejecting envious entities, edible ecstasy, effortlessly ending every enemy. Finding factions, false fate, fictional fate, fatal fist fly, fracturing freedom's fragile fate. Generations gleam, grappling, genetical greatness, grabbing gauges, groping girlfriends, globally gracious. Holy hemorrhoids, humor hatches, hysteria, hip-hop's hernia, hopeless herbs have hypothermia. Alcohol, bitches, cops, dro, ecstasy, fiends, gangsters, hoes, ice, jewels, kicks, latex, microphones, necklaces, outfits, paychecks, alcohol, bitches, cops, dro, ecstasy, fiends, gangsters, hoes, ice, jewels, kicks, latex, microphones, necklaces, outfits, paychecks. I'm immensely intricate, increasing in increments, instantly inking incidents, innovating intense instruments. Just joking, jabbing jealous junior jerkies, JJ Jabberjaw, jotting joints, jamming jersey. King crumbs, kamikaze, karate kicks, kissing kangaroos, karma, klepto, kidnapping kids. Levitating look, lonely lizards, leaping lepers, leaving lectures, lazy ladies lack love letters. Miscellaneous Mac master, murdering mics, making millions, magically making metaphorical might. Naturally nasty, not necessarily nice. Nocturnal nomads, nicotine nuts, need neurotic nights. Optimistic omen, only opportunities open. Overdosing off objects, outspoken, observing oceans. Penetrating pink pussies, provoking pandemonium. Pencils punch past, perfect punchlines, paint podiums. Alcohol, bitches, cops, dro, ecstasy, fiends, gangsters, hoes, ice, jewels, kicks, latex, microphones, necklaces, outfits, paychecks, alcohol, bitches, cops, dro, ecstasy, fiends, gangsters, hoes, ice, jewels, kicks, latex, microphones, necklaces, outfits, paychecks. Quiet. Quantum questions, quiz queens, queers crawl quick, quoting quacks, quake, quasi, quench, quarterbacks, quit. Rejecting random rappers, ridiculous repertoires, resurrecting rascals, remarkably ripping record reports. Supersizing sandwiches, savages, sabotage, sucking straws, sipping Satan, sister soupy, salty sauce. 22 tentacles, typing tight, tremendous text, technically talking techniques, tend to tackle tacky tests. Okay. Universally understated, unforgettably ultra, ultimate, unsigned, unique, underground, underrated, ulcer. Venomous versus ventilate, victims vacate, bound time victory, very vivid, vaginas vibrate, wizards right witty with wonderful wacky words, while witches widow wood whistling, weird whimsical works, xenophobic X-Men, X-ray xylophones, yeah. Young yokel johns, zebra zigzags, draconium zones, alcohol, bitches, cops, dro, ecstasy, fiends, gangsters, hoes, ice, jewels, kicks, latex, microphones, necklaces, outfits, paychecks, alcohol, bitches, cops, dro, ecstasy, fiends, gangsters, hoes, ice, jewels, kicks, latex, microphones, necklaces, outfits, paychecks.
Hey yo, for all you super MCs out there, yo, that was a lot harder than you might have, than you think it was, man. That was pretty difficult. You should try it sometime. Peace.
Killjoy Club! DJ Paul! ICP! Marcus Dick! Let's go!
Some say the devil made him do it, but he didn't make me do shit. You a bitch, that's why I backed a full clip. That's why I took a full trip to the crib and let that motherfucker rip. You a pussy,
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 you a pussy.
Murder the hoes, niggas
bitch, they murder me hoes. Hitting them with platinum and gold. Gun in hand, look at them running, man. These haters look getting some gold. I'm looking like a ghost in all black. Owning in a skeleton band. Busting out their flags. Rolls Royce, ghosts and focus fans. Wild boys, got money, but killing like I'm broke. Still setting up stains. Drop it off, you silly hoes.
Monster Ball.
damn straight. Rolling on flat tires, screeching to a halt. Spark spitting at the paparazzi. Reload your flash bulb for the dead body. Seven bitches and human abominations line up behind the velvet rope, waving their invitations. One by one, they all pile in, find their seat and wait for the ceremony to begin. And when the lights fall, it's just like nightfall, unable to see a single thing in front of your eyeballs. All you can hear is a scream from the audience as the victims up in the pits get robbed of their innocent shit. I love the terror, I'm in VIP with these vampire bitches taking hits of mutant ecstasy. Spilled the blood, the torch is lit. Compared to the monster's ball, yo, bash ain't shit.
Come out! Make a statement. Infamous Records 2013. Sinister, Decal, Vicious Dialect, Lost Logic, and all the way from SoCal to Atlanta, GA, we're welcoming back Sick'em, aka Skinny Sick. www.urbanmythrecords.net.
Jumps right out at ya, 10-3-1 the calendar. In Texas, a hell raises born like the Chainsaw Massacre. Hills have eyes and Texas kids, stories about what next he did. Doctor slapped him on his ass, his head spun round like Exorcist. Bad enough for quarantine, mess with him, you're gonna scream. They said he had a shining, he saw red rum and evergreen. Omen since he was a teen, Freddy Krueger on the scene. Slicing up MDs, spitting out lyrical guillotine. Some call him Psycho, the Norman Bates of hip-hop. Ladies call him Alfred cause they're all over his Hitchcock. The haters are like Hosh. They follow him with damn. They speak but then he shut them up like Silence of the Lambs. This ain't the Blair Witch Project, it's live and in the flesh. A B.I.C.E. flow, a.k.a. Faces of Death.
With my hands I trick and treat, spooks and freaks all over your street. It's our time to make it scream. Don't be scared, it's Halloween.
My flow is so psychotic, it's killing when I'm on the scene. Came here to party, I was born on
Halloween.
I do the unexpected, Michael Myers in your area. Plug up a mic and wreck it, to some ain't nothing scarier. Causing much hysteria, among other MCs. The swag is steady, testing them, I'm causing them to freeze. Cutting them like Jason, I stay on the attack. Like Ozzy did when he bit that head off of a bat. They start to see illusions, buckle under stress. Scream from confusion, hearts beating in the chest. They say the ice is killing us, the cops make no arrest. They say nobody's feeling us. The ice has got him possessed. His music is so dangerous, his flow is homicidal. He might be an American, no artificial idol. He kills them in the club, you know it's murder for survival. Yet the people give him love like a Halloween revival.
With my hands I trick and treat, spooks and freaks all over your street.
Violated in the back of a brothel just before it got raided. I didn't open up my eyes until the eve of Halloween. Some stuff they've never seen, mad. I howled and screamed. I bit somebody's finger off. They threw me in a dumpster. Underneath a couple bags of trash, a little monster. Raised in the alley, seeing possums and rats. Yet every Halloween I seen, I could completely relax. I could walk the streets freely, wielding a machete. Leave a body on the lawn, cut open, bleeding out spaghetti. Nobody knows about me, and then I lurk up in the gutters. It's wicked, every day for me, it's a costume for these others. We don't want your nerdy butters and suckers. Be ice and fine and Jay, born on Halloween, they can't touch us.
With my hands, I trick and treat, spooks and freaks all over your street.
Up next, here we go with Scum featured Insane Poetry. Fuck what you think.
A
put your body through a motherfucking bullet chip. But while you're still alive, when I'm in a violent mood, set my face at just a killer, making it feel a sudden chill. Race it to your Adam's apple, craving the blood that I'm about to spill, huh? I give a fuck about your feelings and emotions. Give it to yourself or else I'll sell you your machetes. Make my motherfucking day with all them killings and abortions. And I'd love to stick a dull machete in your gut. I cut a slot from the place that I stick my dick into the place that I stick my dick in, that is a couple of feet away. The busting out of the wound that I inflicted, I'm addicted to the sickness covered in arterial spray. No delay, right away I take a hammer, slam my face into a wall of bestie thoughts from under dome. Blood will spray, every minute in the splatter, I'ma get it by a throat, a special skull and torch at home. Leave them bleeding, cut up, twitching, torso in the bedroom, the legs in the kitchen, arms in the bath, severed head in the sink. This is core hot, motherfuck, what you think? Leave them bleeding, cut up, twitching, torso in the bedroom, the legs in the kitchen, arms in the bath, severed head in the sink. Lyrical stuff, motherfuck, what you think?
Yeah, leave them bleeding from multiple lacerations to the neck and torso, death to the blind, written in Morse code. Sticking your corpse flow with daggers and meat cleavers, slicing through your ligaments, cutting off your appendages. A bloody barrage of body parts fading in a tub and acid melting away. And yes, it's fucking madness coming from the insanest mind. Knives and fucking hatches, one slice to the throat, that's all she wrote, leave you fucking gasping. It's put your knife action, it's put your knife music, LSD bullhop, you can lose your life to it. I imagine your flesh sticking a knife to it. The voices up in my head sometimes are quite ruthless. They tell me murder you all, no one escapes. Leave your whole family tied up, bleeding, bludgeoning, and raped. Your demise is designed in my basement. Dump the body, then I go find a replacement.
Leave the bleeding, cut up, twitching, torso in the bedroom, the legs in the kitchen, arms in the bath, severed head in the sink. This is core hot, motherfuck, what you think? Leave the bleeding, cut up, twitching, torso in the bedroom, the legs in the kitchen, arms in the bath, severed head in the sink. Lyrical stuff, motherfuck, what you think? Yup, 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 knock, knock, buck, buck. Double the bucks, your death class range, cause we don't give a fuck. Pop it up at the mouth and lose your motherfucking life. Taking it with no second thoughts, no guts to stop your wife. Fuck what you think, and fuck what you know. Nobody will not know, drop a gun, drop a gun. Fuck what you think, you're too fucking slow. Let them try and die, so much fun, so much fun. Murder, 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 yes, yes, yes. Open a fire with a bandana over my face, over my face. Kill them all and nothing left, but murder seems a bloody mess. Living in bodies all fucked up all over the place, all over the place. Fuck what you think, and fuck everyone. To those that disrespect can make my day, make my day. Fuck what you think, better run, better run. We the predators and you're the prey, you're the prey. Leave them bleeding, cut up, twitching, torso in the bedroom, the legs in the kitchen, arms in the past, severed head in the sink. This is core hot, motherfuck, what you think? Leave them bleeding, cut up, twitching, torso in the bedroom, the legs in the kitchen, arms in the past, severed head in the sink. Lyrical stuff, motherfuck, what you think?
I think it's time to go with an old track by the old homie of mine, motherfucking Mad Max. This is Viola.
I'm Maximilian. I'm kind of so upset you might.
You just shot an unarmed man.
You should have armed yourself.
Destiny. Whimsical. People will die.
I can lay you out, fill your mouth with your mother's
out of your mouth, wherever you are.
I walk through the dark and I love the way it looks. Everything's so undefined. Only can see what your mind will allow when your fears get louder, when the moonlight shines at night. Creeping behind you and waiting to strike when you hardly expect it. They carve in your arteries out of your neck and then awfully clear in the head for a blessing. I know. It's scary. I wish that somebody said something to prepare me. I'm way past the point of reverse. The curse is my life and it's all that I'm worth. I wave at the hearse and smile and cry. They all die and I'm totally fine. And I for an hour leave the world blind. And when that day comes, the world is mine. I'm just so demented. I'll leave you stuck to your knees cemented. Then drop you from off of a bridge into water right next to your wife and your son and your daughter. The evil is all. I'll show you I'm keeping a secret like I was supposed to. I got plenty of kill rooms that we can go to and lots of self-inflicted tools to go through. And I know that you don't really want to die. So I'm gonna give you this one chance and I'll tie your hands. So pick up your pants and fucking run. Sorry, had to have some fun. It's more of a challenge when you're moving around. I keep both my ears glued to the ground till I hit them with a quick double tap.
No pleasure. Life. I'm a person.
I want your blood. I want your soul. I want them both right now.
Stab you straight through the stomach with a blade that's rusting. I'm the kind of guy no one is trusting. Flesh decays and bubbles are busting from pus. Blood, bile, saliva, whatever your body is oozing out. I love those intricate devilish games, like catching a cat by using a mouse. I'm so sick, murdering happily, bathing in blood like a gossip battery. I'm just what I had to be to cause a tragedy. Still when they look they laugh at me, that's fine. Take a really good look at me, it'll be the last time you see my face. When I'm done with you, they'll think it was Richard Trenton Chase. Dismembered, disemboweled, but most of all you've been disregarded. Cause you ain't shit but a pile of ripped skin, bones and organs to be discarded. I'll eat your heart, then drink the blood. So much more wicked than you thought I was. You could be my victim now or later, then I'll read all about it in a Sunday paper. All my capers are hateful and violent. I'll watch you bleed to the bone, smiling, I'm profiling. Agents evolve, you won't catch me, and this ain't Saul. I ain't gonna be quite that nice. I don't care if you use it, you wasted your life. Only thing that's important is the tip of this knife. I stick and I slice and it all goes right.
When a person thinks as you clearly are, do you know that you're insane? Maybe you're just sitting around eating guns and ammo, masturbating in your own feces. You just stop and go, what? It is amazing how fucking crazy I'm really just standing there.
That's from the attack. Not from the front. 6-inch retractable claw. He doesn't bother to bite your jugular like a lion. Smashes
all you. Maybe crush the belly.
I'm so very disturbed. Speaking spells backwards and my vision blurs. Faithfully praying to God and Satan, I gotta make sure that they both get a turn. Overturn the earth, ashes scatter from what was alive and burned. I was sperm to the earth for the purpose of hurtful words that do not discern. Whether innocent or corrupt, it does not matter. Your brain stem still will splatter. Plastered against the wall with one shot. You said you're a demon slayer, well then what you got? Leave you in a soil plot to rot. I'm on top and I'm taking a piss and writing so hard that I'm breaking my wrist. I'll take you right down the road with you slick. Yeah, looks like suicide to me. Go and find some paperwork you signed, then print a little letter about why you did it, and then trace your signature and leave it behind. Evil in mind, my fist a failure, and I got the method from Sumerian aliens. Out my fucking mind like Raelian, scaly skin like Vlad Impaling. I'll take your entrail out of your stomach and then cut it, then nail it with a stake to a tree. Then I'll force you to walk around and just try and stumble and sweat and bleed. I'll change. The feet of some demon inside of me, and then as soon as he settled, I blast myself cause I wanna go kick it with the man in hell.
You're gonna take something or just stand there and bleed. That's what I recommend. You can't make
hell of a night showing a man. Take away all he's got, and all he's ever done.
Ain't much to look at after you scrape him off your boots.
I've not yet begun to smile.
Liquid Assassin, Rap Goon.
Oh yeah, this a hard motherfucker right here.
Hey man,
it is what it is.
Tell
him,
bro.
Strange Music, nigga. Rap Goons is in the building.
Yeah.
Scatterman and Snug Brim.
Yeah, nigga.
And we came to introduce to the motherfucking world my nigga L.A., the Liquid Assassin. And if you cocksuckers want to get up on something,
fuck around.
Get up on that.
I'm a Rap Goon. Like boom, all eyes on me when I step in the room. And they hate on doom, cause the boy gon' rock. And I ain't gon' stop till the game's on lock. I'm a rap goon, beats like boom. All eyes on me when I step in the room. And they hate on doom, cause
talk. Till they ass out line, it's a motherfucking chalk. Go holla at your boy, and I'ma holla back. Holla back, on my grind, for them dollar stacks. Dollar stacks. I'm rapping shady and they don't know how to act. I keep it real with my fans and you know they follow that. Yeah. Every city, every state, every venue, every show. All eyes on me when I walk through the door. Every area of code, I slap hands with a crew. Cause the boy keep it hood, man, I'm just a rap goon.
How about we go with some Kibosh? Let me get up to them. Let's see. There we go.
I am a soldier. I stand ready to deploy, engage, and destroy my enemies. I am the God of War.
I am the God of...
Go dark stairs from the land of lost prayers. Born destroyer, collector of souls, to bring fire from the sky. to rain down like thunderbolts.
I am a warrior. I have no fear. No one will conquer me. I will not die here. I will forever be where the killers run free. Held unaccountable to the heavens. Call me. I am the chosen one. King to the rising sun. I sacrificed it all for my.
Ain't nobody can handle me, you were looking at more than a man. Steady causing calamity on the edge of insanity, taking every redeeming I can. Trying to pull a chip out of bullet, fully loaded animal, you can see by the look on my face. If you're the enemy, then my energy finna be given penalties, then I believe in the trade. Better run when we all come and knock him. Ain't no love and no fucking peace offering. Shaking the planet, never coming home in a coffin. Incredible veteran to take him the hell often. Hear a lot of roar from a cannon, nigga, not a sword. Take a fella to the bottom floor. I'm the motherfucking god of war.
Who will it take from me? Better yet, what's left of me? Feels like I'm slipping, but I'm fighting till the death of me. Feels like I'm out of my body, no, I'm out of my head. And I ain't trying to be funny, but I'm knocking them dead. This is torture.
Sun be no light on this evil. Yo, these rhymes
I know you want to enter, but I can't let you in. My mind states the matter. I'm gone with the wind. I know you want to enter, but I can't let you in. My mind states the matter. I'm gone with the wind. I know you want to enter, but I can't let you in. My mind states the matter. I'm gone with the wind. I know you want to enter, but I can't let you in. So please don't push me.
People try to help me, but find that there's no chance. Like I'm broken from choking myself with both hands. Try to talk sense to me, mentally I'm too gone. In this game, I'm a king, taking on you pawns. Dropping bombs, I try to keep calm. Got a handful of thumbtacks glued to my palms. Bitch smacking rappers who claiming that they psycho. Crushing up light bulbs and stabbing at your eyeballs.
I spit octane, not same, medulla oblongata. Gotta do it when I gotta, they don't like me popping vodka. Got a locker full of secret weapons, no need discretion. And you like to breathe, so you better keep on stepping. I'ma keep you guessing as I teach my lesson. My mind is a weapon, now join the session. Fuck your obsession, I got the fire. I'm the king, bitch, now call me
sire. I know you wanna enter, but I can't let you in. My mind states the matter, I'm gone with the wind. I know you wanna enter, but I can't let you in. My mind states the matter, I'm gone with the wind. I know you wanna enter, but I can't let you in. My mind states the matter, I'm gone with the wind. I know you wanna enter, but I can't let you in. So please don't push me. But I can't let you in. My mind states the matter, I'm gone with the wind. I know you wanna enter, but I can't let you in. My mind states the matter, I'm gone with the wind. I know you wanna enter, but I can't let you in. My mind states the matter, I'm gone with the wind. I know you wanna enter, but I can't let you in. So please don't push me.
What's good, Demon?
Not good, not good. I'm good, I'm good, I'm good, not good. What the fuck I'm talking about? Ghetto, if you're listening, come on and play.
I'm here.
He's late.
I ain't always late. That was mean. I've been here by one. I'm going to bed.
I don't blame you, dude. I don't fucking don't blame you.
Turn your fan off.
I hope. Hey, put that bitch on low then.
Yeah, man, I'm still watching fucking Raw from fucking 1999.
Yeah.
That shit's fucking, it's just fucking awesome, man. I love this shit. Like, straight up, man, like, I love, like, old, like, old school Raw.
Old school Raw. You hear what happened? Who died?
No.
Sin O'Sheiron.
Who?
Sin O'Sheiron, the one that did around 2001. He did a gimmick with Roddy Piper, I think. He's a former WCW guy.
Nope.
Well, he's on my page.
Page.
Yeah, my page, my Facebook page.
Yeah, because I didn't really pay much attention to much of them, but
I got a question. Will you ever play? Do you play? Okay, this is. You ever heard? You seen the movie Snoop Dogg's Little Horse?
I have no idea what the hell you just said.
You seen the movie Snoop Dogg's Little Horse?
Yes.
I know you would never play his music on here. I know that for a damn fact.
I mean, I ain't got a problem with Snoop Dogg. It's just, you know, trying not to play much mainstream.
Yeah.
Since Snoop Dogg is definitely fucking mainstream.
I've heard that theme in a minute.
What, this one?
Yeah, this one.
Yeah, man. You want to be, it's gonna be Triple H versus Test.
It's been a freaking minute I haven't heard that fucking theme though, because I barely check it out on fucking YouTube. You been, do you got it?
I have it on my computer. I don't know if I haven't still uploaded to the soundboard.
It's just been a minute I haven't heard that song, though. It's been a fucking minute. I haven't heard that thing since I played the fucking wrestling 964.
Yeah, well, you're about to hear another theme that you haven't heard in fucking forever. Yeah, as soon as I get done with Triple H's little fucking shit there.
Gotcha. Dun, 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 dun.
There we go. That's the theme I'm talking about there. Test. I swear, Jerry King was an idiot sometimes.
Too bad Test died. I'm still sorry about that.
Yeah, it sucks, man. I mean, you know, he definitely would have been a, one hell of a,
Made it better?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, look what he did in TNA of the Punisher. They didn't do no fucking tribute to him. That's what part that made me mad to him. They did it on the website.
That's definitely fucking Vince McMahon. Under that fucking stupid mask. What? I just uploaded this shit, so here you go.
One, two, is this on? Yo, Jimmy, hit me with that Triple H. Tell me whose time it is now.
And we're back. What's going on, Ghetto?
Here late as fuck, because being here early is too mainstream.
You were late, motherfucker. You were late. You were supposed to be coming here at 12:30.
12:30? Who says 12:30?
That's what time you usually come.
I see. So what have you kids been up to?
Shit, watching the
movie. He's watching the pay-per-view, and we just got done listening to Triple H's old theme.
Man, I ain't watching no pay-per-view. I'm watching fucking Raw. Raw.
My fault.
Nah, for you. It's Triple H versus... Right before, you know, Tessa's supposed to get married to Stephanie.
Yes. The many weddings of Stephanie.
Yes.
Let's see. First, there was The Undertaker.
That was the best one when the ministry came up in that bitch. That was the best one.
Well, that wasn't willingly, though.
No, but it still counts.
But that was the best one, though. That's my favorite. That's a classic. That's my classic one.
Undertaker, Kane, Test, Triple H again.
Triple H 10 more times. Hunter, you are the father.
Somebody had a sign on Raw last night saying, Triple H, you are not the father.
Yeah, but that's all that shit. I was like, wait, what the fuck?
Yeah, I really don't know what that sign was for, since it was for the Bellas.
There's a freaking Jason David Frank thing last night on Raw, too.
Yeah, so Ghetto Man, we've lost another wrestler.
Oh, yeah, who's that?
Sean O'Hare?
I actually like that guy. What the fuck?
Yeah, he died.
When the fuck did he die?
On the 8th, like 2 days ago.
The hell?
Yeah, he died at fucking 43.
That was one of them dudes I wanted them to bring back for an invasion type thing.
Oh, I guess that's out. Oh.
Yeah, I guess he's gone. What the fuck?
Yeah, man, he was found dead in his home in South Carolina.
Damn.
Man, all these wrestlers fucking dropping dead. What the fuck?
And then you never
and
hear
good ones
that
too.
You never
good
hear,
ones.
You never hear that they die or anything. You have to randomly find it on the internet.
Yeah, I know. What the fuck is that bullshit?
Okay, maybe two of them that hit the news. There's only two. Okay, like four big ones that hit the news. Four. They never order a
protection. And who is that? Owen Hart.
Eddie.
Eddie Guerrero.
Eddie.
Yeah.
Benoit.
Oh yeah, Benoit too. When he went nuts here.
In Austin? No, not Austin.
Austin? Austin ain't dead.
What the fuck?
Oh, that was the third one that hit the freaking thing. There's a fourth one. I forgot who though. I know Owen, Ben, and Eddie hit the news. There's a fourth one. I just forgot who. Andre.
Yeah, I guess man. We can count him.
Okay, Ultimate Warrior died.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, there you go, Ultimate Warrior.
Junkyard Dog.
One person didn't know one thing that makes me mad about WWE, they didn't do a fucking triple thing for Test. That part pissed me off.
They didn't do one for Big Boss Man either.
Yeah, no.
And Boss Man was badass, seriously. Like, nah, I like his damn theme, even though they had no words to it, but his theme was raw.
Yeah, actually, like Big Boss Man, yeah, he was a cool dude.
Wait, but no, that's funny. The, all these people don't get a fucking tribute, but they give one to fucking Joan Rivers.
Yeah, they give, like, celebrities all these tributes and shit, never to wrestlers.
And they be busting their ass a little far, literally.
I don't know how that happens, but
I don't know. And of course, you know, the people that, you know, let you want to die, don't die. Like John Cena.
Yes, we must kill the Cena.
Roman Reigns.
So I'm guessing, like, all this Paul Heyman pushing John Cena and shit, maybe it's pushing towards him turning heel finally.
Well, rumor is he's going to pull the Rock and going to pull an Austin and pull a Goldberg.
The fuck does that mean? Leave.
He's going to go to the fucking movies. Sheesh, that's what I'm saying. He's going to pull a Goldberg. He's going to pull a fucking Kevin Nash.
He's already been in a movie, man.
I may go part-time. Or late permanently.
Good, man. Like, we don't need him anyway. We need something new.
Yeah, seriously.
Bring back the
rubber ring.
Bring back the goat.
Let John Cena go take a break. Go take a break.
Bring back the goat.
Bring back Daniel Bryan and bring up some NXT people and start something new. Sounds good.
Bring back the Punk.
CM Punk can just go keep sitting in his house fucking AJ, man. I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with that if that was my situation.
Well, yeah, look what all the fucking memes are popping up. Block you, block you, block you, block you. Actually took that shit. Seriously.
Hey, look, it's a faggot in a fucking tuxedo. By that, I mean Michael Cole.
Oh, I see you're talking about the dicks.
The dicks, what the fuck?
They were actually with a tag team on SmackDown called the dicks.
You're the only one who remembers the dicks.
Yeah, so I don't ask why.
Because he loves the dick.
I guess.
No, I don't. Fuck you, you motherfuckers. Fuck you. Don't make me come back to that freaking DX when they did that fucking thing with the cock.
Yeah, you loved that, didn't you?
I don't know about that shit, though. That shit was funny as fuck.
You had that T-shirt, except it had you on there.
No, it had you on there.
You had the T-shirt that said Vince McMahon likes
love
and a picture of a cock, except instead of Vince McMahon, it was you.
Fuck you.
Yeah, it was definitely him.
You think they ever bring it back, DX, or nah?
DX is never coming back,
time.
Man. They're never coming back. They only come back certain occasions.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, one thing, you had a reunion, a full fucking reunion, but you had no fucking China.
I mean, for fuck's sake, they buried Undertaker alive. He ain't coming back ever.
Hell nah.
He came back, but only for the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Really? That doesn't count as coming back, man.
So humiliating. An easy
down
there.
That's
yeah.
Good times. Good fucking times.
Hell yeah.
Somebody should put that in trend and bring back the evening gown matches.
Yeah, let's see Paige versus AJ Lee.
Braun Paige match.
Somebody should put the hashtag bring back the Raw panty matches. Bring trend that shit. Somebody trend it.
Tell Linda McMahon to go to hell and bring back the
Yeah, and take Obama with her.
What the hell has he got to do with the WWE?
No,
he's always
the
on
there
for tribute to the troops. Those Bush.
Man, that's only one thing, and that's not even really for WWE.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, man, fucking nuts that Sean Hayes died, though. This is crazy.
Yeah, people are dropping like flies.
excuse me, the people that we want to come back die, and the people that we don't want to, the people that we want to die, stay alive, stay living.
It's kind of crazy that all these people are dying, and then you have people that, like Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair, man, they old as hell, and they still here. Like,
yeah, seriously.
Like, what the hell do they do to keep themselves alive? Like, give me some of that juice.
Play it. Hey, you got that song by fuck? You got that by Chris Crew and Juice?
Chris Crew.
Maybe
if you get the name right, maybe we have it. But maybe have it got the new Ritz or something.
Actually, did not get the new Ritz yet.
It came out yesterday. Ain't nobody got the bootleg copy or anything.
No, not yet. Even I haven't got it yet.
Although I give props to Ritz to going to Best Buy and buying the last four albums in the store.
That's Sneaky uh-huh. Devil.
Shit, man, if I had a CD in the store, I'd go buy it, too.
Let's see. It's called what? Red Fist? Is that the new one?
Next to Nothing.
Oh, Next to Nothing is up. Word download.
There you go. See, bootleg coffee. I like the outro of the Killjoy Club CD because he's talking about like you just heard the album. You probably stole the bootleg coffee out of somebody's car.
Hey,
I was like,
well,
most people probably did.
I got hooked up with the Killjoy, so yeah.
I got hooked up too when I bought it.
I know that. And you took the damn thing out. You took a damn selfie with the damn thing.
I didn't take no damn selfie. It's not my fault the CD case. The CD case took my phone, took a selfie, posted it up on the internet. It's not my fault.
Yeah. Waving all my fucking angel.
They said this could be the end of your life.
Yeah, but you got Juice, right? You got the song called Juice?
I don't know. Can you get the name right, Curtis?
Get the name right.
Stiff Crew.
No.
But you're still fucking it up. You don't get your track.
Damn you.
Do we even have the song anyway?
That's what I'm trying to find out. I don't think so. No, we do not.
What the fuck? I'm apparently in peril of stress of where I'm at right now.
What?
Terrorist threats.
Terrorist threats? Who are you threatening?
Yeah. The Cleveland.
Wait. Did he just say he was threatening a trainee?
No, terrorist.
That's your hope.
Terrorist.
Wait, so the terrorists are threatening a tranny?
Why is
the terrorists trying to attack
Cleveland? Why are there terrorists in Cleveland?
No, let me see. They check out 19X News.
Of all places to attack, why the fuck are they in Ohio?
Yeah, seriously.
Don't ask me. I think it's fucking retarded.
Well,
like,
yeah.
Like New York, I understand, but Ohio...
Yeah, what the fuck do they have besides a shitty ass person by the name of Miz?
If they're there, I sure hope they're taking out the Browns or something, but
I hope they do take out
the
fucking
case.
Browns. I'm from Cleveland. I hope they do.
I see they,
filmmaker.
I see they,
James O'Connor film a video. ISS terrorist attack. A filmmaker, James O'Connor filmed a video. I heard the fucking video.
Are you
somebody's
video?
Somebody's filming a fake terrorist attack.
I'm just gonna share this shit and look at this like, what the fuck?
Somebody gonna die.
And it's top of the line.
top of the line, so it means it's a good terrorist. it's a terrorist decked out in Gucci.
Yeah, made in China.
And his name's Bill Austin.
Yeah, like our little American flags.
Yeah, all made in China. Again, made in a foot shop.
Yeah.
What the fuck is Gene Cincy fucking doing? What the fuck?
Okay, who doing?
Gene Snitsky?
Snitsky.
He's kicking another baby into another audience.
Now apparently he's apparently doing a fucking commercial.
A fucking commercial?
Yeah.
For what?
Some days I'm the good guy, some days I'm the bad guy. But with this power pressure recipe I'm bringing you today, I'm always the hero. I'm Gene Snitsky, actor, trainer, and former WWE wrestler. Today I'm making a delicious dish that will impress just about everyone.
WWE wrestler?
An amazing dish that combines seafood, sausage, potatoes, corn on the cob. What's not to love? And the best part? It's ready to eat in 15 minutes. Let's get to it. We're going to take all of our ingredients. 2 pounds of sausage. 2 pounds of shrimp. 1 whole pound of potatoes, 2 ears of corn, what's a good measure? 20 clams, a pound of mussels, oh yeah, a few spices, just a few, let's not get carried away on the spices.
Okay, I'm done.
The fuck were we listening to?
Gene Snitsky being a fat ass. Not made in China. Gene Snitsky was made in a nut house.
Where the fuck is Ghetto? He died?
Yeah, he died.
Yeah. He fucking died.
So how are you going to celebrate 9/11 tomorrow?
I'm going to sleep.
Yeah. So were all the people that died, you asshole.
Oh, no. Get fucking drunk, eat some more fucking tacos.
Tacos? Oh, so it's going to be Taco Wednesday, huh?
Thursday, my bad. Wednesday.
Wait. No. Tomorrow is Thursday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I have to work that day.
Yay! Yay!
Maybe I'll wait 9/11. By yelling at all the foreigners that come to my job telling them to get the fuck out of our country.
Well, glad to see you're going to do something, though.
I'd be yelling. I'm going to stop being a terrorist.
Stop being a terrorist!
Hey, it just might work.
What the fuck are you saying?
Who is this Rudy Poo? Candy F. By the name of Al Snow.
Is this Jerome Snake?
I'm still just getting pissed off with The Rock and shit.
poor Al Snow.
Somebody give him head.
Go for it, Angel.
Fuck you, you motherfucker. Fuck you.
I mean, you know, technically, he did leave himself open to that one.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes, so how about the fact that I was watching the fucking Raw before this with the debut of Kill G's most favorite artist.
And who's that?
Chris Jericho.
It's Jericho.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't listen to him at all.
And The Rock does not like Al Snow whatsoever.
The Rock don't not like anybody. That ain't nothing new. He's got his big fucking ego.
You piece of trailer park trash.
Yeah.
Volcano selfie. That's fucking new.
Although it was kind of funny. I was called trailer trash before. Like, really?
Really, fella?
Do I live in a trailer? Do I live anywhere near a trailer? What the fuck? Do I have a beer wind chime? No. Beer can wind chime? No.
You got a beer, though. I don't know what the fuck is the chim chime.
I don't have a wind chime made out of beer cans.
Well, I see a track I'm going to upload by, Rex here.
What is it? Fuck Swag 2.
No, that's not even up on there.
I was just guessing.
I'm going to upload Bounce featuring Twista.
What the fuck? That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, safe to say we're not going to understand anything in this song.
Yeah, it's true. It's damn true.
It's damn true.
Motherfucker, don't you ever steal my line again. You stick.
What's up with that?
Yeah, there you go. You stick to that line. In the hurricane.
Believe.
Man, I need to fucking convert all these fucking tracks from Rick because they're not fucking MP3.
Oh, way to go.
What, you gotta convert
hey.
Them?
Hey, blame straight out of DK.
What the hell are they in?
Fucking iTunes format.
Man, dumbass.
Yeah, seriously. James, the badass Billy Gunn. He's about to get his ass kicked.
The old age outlaws.
Oh, you didn't know.
What the hell was that, you pervert?
Yo ass better call somebody.
Listen, you fag, stop calling my ass.
Fuck you!
Man, you see that, man? I told him to stop calling my ass, and his response is, fuck you.
See that?
Hey, look, it's back when Kane was in the fucking Fruit Roll-Up Man. Or
Fruit Roll-Up Man.
Or the advocate for Men's Warehouse.
So, Havoc, my photo finally arrived today.
And yo, happy, happy, joy, joy.
Her handwriting is about as good as mine.
Well, safe to say, never go through her phone this shit again.
Yeah, you know, only took what, like 2 months. But all in all, it finally arrived, so that's good.
Yeah. After fucking 2 months.
With a little cat sticker on it.
Why the fuck is there a cat sticker on it?
On the front of it.
Oh, why?
Why the fuck is a cat? Why?
I'm gonna take a shot in the dark here, you idiots, but I'm gonna guess because her name is Liz Katz.
Whatever makes you happy, ghetto.
Because, like, I guess her little logo thing right here, too, is like a cat face.
Whatever makes you happy, whatever makes you happy.
What did you say, Crackle Man?
Calm down, Crackle Man.
Hey, Rice Krispie, we don't know what the fuck you're saying.
his phone just went to shit.
Yeah, seriously. Alright, so let's see, convert. Bros. Brit. And now we can convert this.
You need to convert, Abby. Whatever.
I'm sorry, but I don't speak crack.
Would you like to try that again?
What's your program to convert music?
Nope, still don't know.
Yeah, I'm sorry, snap, crack, go, pop.
Never mind, forget it.
Yeah, no clue. Damn it, Al Snow, stop talking to your head. Yeah, The Rock wants to lay a smackdown on Angel because of the fact his phone sucks.
Doesn't matter if his phone sucks.
It doesn't matter what you think.
Hey, look, he's back.
Yeah, seriously. It took like fucking 10,000...
I said, what type of program that you use for converting music? What's your program?
Switch sound file converter.
I just forgot what was it.
I just said what it was.
No, I need a different one though.
Well, I don't know what to use. I guess that means he's not gonna tell us.
Oh, no. The one I knew is you convert pictures, music, and all different types of formats.
Rose, come in here, you're gonna kill Billy. Once you send me too hard, all you gotta do is, kick him in the head. Maybe dead. Alright, so let's see. This shit better be fucking uploading. There we go.
Better be uploaded, bitch.
Put your in Twista. Bounce.
We can understand a damn thing we're going to twist with then. But, let's see. Yeah, man, there's a few tracks up on it that actually seem pretty good. Damn it.
Who else is on that CD?
Mike Posner and B.O.B. Trade of Truth.
Oh, God, that guy sucks.
Someone named Scar.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is either.
How many trucks are on this CD?
Looks like 16? No,
damn.
Yeah, about 16, about there. Lisa Fox and Maddie Jenny being escorted
by Sean Stasiak. Sean Stasiak?
Yeah, that faggot. Jenny being escorted by Christian. Christian, you faggot. You don't get any more matches.
One more match.
Fuck you, one more match, bullshit. You get no match.
One more
like
match. Jeff Hardy?
Yeah.
What the hell is this?
The fucking wedding for fucking Stephanie McMahon and, Test.
The fuck? This is a weird ass. Fucking set up here.
Yeah, seriously. Kind of disturbing.
Ooh.
Yeah, the fucking PG bullshit bitch.
Yeah, get rid of her. Linda McMahon, you're fired.
And of course, Texas dumbass comes out to do his own theme.
What's that? The Un-Americans.
Man, the Un-Americans weren't even born around then.
So?
Fucking Lance Storm was still back in ECW. Christian was, you know, still a faggot.
Christian was in the Brood.
Still a faggot. Well, now, 99. He was in the part of the Brood anymore.
Anymore?
Yeah, back in 1999. Him and, Edge left the, Brood in 99.
Let's see.
Oh, there's more than one file. Wait, I didn't know that.
So when did that Divas match become a triple threat match for the title?
That's not a champion.
Yeah, when did that become a triple threat match though?
SmackDown.
Of course.
I don't know why they decided to do that for, but
people really think Nikki Bella is going to win. Come on.
Man, nobody wants to see that ugly bitch with a fucking title.
And for the fact that she's just like John Cena, she can't wrestle.
True. I mean, come on. Bree's a better wrestler than she is.
Exactly. She actually knows how to wrestle, and she actually looks pretty good.
Yeah.
And she didn't have all these unnecessary surgeries.
bad thing is, I think Eva Marie's a better wrestler than fucking Nikki Bella.
Well, I wouldn't take it that far. Yeah,
okay.
I can't take it that far.
You're fine. Michael Cole's a better wrestler than she is.
No. Michael Cole and Jack Swagger.
Yay, stupid video. Fuck is that bitch? What the fuck is that bitch singing at the quote unquote wedding?
I don't know.
I don't either. Sounds horrible. Then they're definitely never getting a fucking record deal.
What are you talking about? They probably have a record deal now.
Doubt it. Who were singers for... I can't even spell four. McMahon wedding to the damn it, I don't want fucking there we go. Includes a performance. The fuck? I don't care what the fucking performance I want, I just wanna know who the fuck the people are. I mean, yeah, the blonde chick there looked kind of good, but she should have just, you know, stopped singing. Yeah, I shouldn't even tell you what you think. Damn it, Triple H, just interrupt this already, please.
On town, there's a home.
Hey, look, it's a child molester. I'm a priest. Man, what's even funny is the fact that fucking Tess is just standing there and he's sweating.
He's nervous.
It will take faith. Always be willing to go forward to tomorrow. Never really knowing.
Man, it's like Chris Jericho fucking crying because of the fact he had a quote unquote concussion from China. They fucking smashing him in the head with a hammer. But I think I'm gonna go finish this and pass out. I'm gonna probably later on today I'll upload the rest of Rich to the soundboard.
No, all right, boy.
Peace.